Yeah, mate. Yeah, pretty good. Quick one. Are we? About that one, you want to know what vehicle it is? Second one. Yeah, I thought that one. Okay, I know the vehicle. Sorry, I forgot to update the rego. Give me a sec. Just an FYI, while I'm doing that and getting that one for you. I've just sent a claim form to one of my clients, a machinery breakdown one, which AIG. As soon as he sends it through, can you like try and get onto that ASAP and ask him what they want? Because he hasn't gone ahead with it yet because it's like $20,000. So it's for, he hasn't sent it through yet. I've just sent him the claim form. It's for, it's called Tahini Neri. So yeah, his name is Tahini Neri. It'll come from an email called hello at Tahini Neri. And then, like I said, he'll get onto it pretty quick because you know he's had a compressor breakdown and it's 20 grand. He's got equipment breakdown cover on his biz pack. I haven't dealt with AIG for claims on them before, so I don't know what they're like. I'm hoping they're okay, but anyway, let me all industries. Let me find it because last time I had to look up the VIN, I forgot to update the regos, so I haven't done it yet. Give me one second. Yeah, they copied me. Yeah, they copied me into that email. I just hadn't got a chance to respond to it yet. The one that was sent yesterday from UAA. From UAA. And no, I got copied into that. Where was it? Oh, maybe I didn't. Maybe I just saw it in the claims inbox. Does it say, has it got my name next to it as well or not? Maybe it hasn't. That's how, maybe I saw it noted in the claims yesterday. So I kind of check it every now and then just to make sure. Oh, and the other one for Shape Shop Fitters, I'm assuming you sent them through that form they wanted. I don't know if they couldn't locate it or something. Sorry, let me just find this one because we've got the VINs on the policy, but we don't have the one we were thinking of doesn't have the rego. It's one of the $320,000 ones. Just give me one sec. I've just got you on loudspeaker. Just give me one second. I'm just gonna have to grab. Is that form saved in OIT with the rego? So I'll have to look it up on RegoCheck. All industry. Because there's two of them there that have the same, that are the same vehicle. I'm guessing it's the one that we don't have the rego against. So, are you there? Sorry, you're a bit. Oh yeah, I can now. I've put you on loudspeaker as well. I just gotta find the register of that vehicle. I should go through and update them because the VINs are there. It's just not the. They're just being lazy. They could easily look up the VIN and figure it out, but. This one. Oh, I've got it now. I've just looked it up. So the one that it is item number. So it's item number 19 on our schedule. So just take like a screenshot of that and just send it back to them. Like, you know, do that, yeah? That says rego to be advised. You know what? I'll do it now. I'll quickly send you a screenshot of it. Give me a sec and I'll send it to you. You can send it to them. Okay. No, that's what we got is a bloody delayed is the Yeah, I'm just gonna send it to your email address. So that's here. It's item number 19. We go through and update them. I just haven't had it. But they wouldn't have that updated on their system anyway. There's a heap of them there that have just got the VIN, because they don't get registered straight away. They'll get a form with the engine and VIN number, and they'll need the COC, and then they get them registered after they've purchased them. So, sorry, so you're all good with getting that form through to Allianz? They're just saying that the claim form, they can't access it or can't find it. You know, sometimes the claim form is going to be a bit of a pain. No, Allianz have asked for it. Allianz requested it again. So they came back after you gave the email, and they said, could we send it the claim form, because we can't locate it. So, I'm in their file now. Do you want me to quickly send it to you? And I'll send it to you. They're just like, not that hard. Like, they're literally on an email that was sent to them. Like this guy's. So, if you're going into OIT, you go, just being lazy, yeah. Like, send it to them. They just don't want to have to go and look through all their email. And that's here too. All right, yeah, so once that gets